Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I thought I'd seen it all.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
When you've lived a military life as a young man, joined the police force after leaving the military, and then settled on heading towards retirement at a private hire security firm in your later years, you're gonna come across some shit. I've seen entire small villages wiped clean of life. Like everyone just upped and left in the middle of the night without a trace. With fires still burning and food still cool on the plate with no hint of a struggle either. I've seen a man take a taser to the chest and several live rounds after that and still remain on his feet directing a primal scream of pure anger towards us. The only thing that managed to take him down in the end was brute force. And that took a handful of officers and myself. But none of that compared to being a security guard. It's like when the lights go out in the office blocks, warehouses, or stadiums you watch over, they become an entirely different world with each corner and every shadow threatening to house a hidden danger, ready to pounce at any moment. I should have listened to my gut instinct. I wouldn't class myself as a jumpy person by nature. But the all-too-familiar feeling of a nervous sweat and short, sharp breaths as I do my rounds is becoming a nightly occurrence. I'd recently taken on a newly built apartment block to guard for the next 6 months, while the contractors built final stages of construction. The agency sent me the address and the door access code, and that was it. No face-to-face or phone call, but it often happened that way. I couldn't pass it up, though. Those kinds of jobs typically paid quite well due to the hours. But this one? This one was almost triple the payout, and it paid weekly. When I turned up on the first afternoon, I used the door access code and followed the signs to the security office, hoping to catch the day watch before they went home for the night. This was routine for most security jobs, 2 shifts passing, day shift and night shift. I always tried to catch them at least on the first day to get the lay of the land. Sometimes they would tell me about potential trespassers to keep an eye out for, or an over-amorous couple. But mainly it was bored kids using the security guard as a momentary escape from boredom. In truth, sometimes it was nice to have something going on just to pass the time. The security office was empty when I arrived. 5 monitors on the table gave me a glimpse into the layout of the apartment block. Camera 1 showed the entrance, 2 and 3 were floor 1 and 2's corridors, 4 showed ground level car park, and 5 was reception and the door into the security office. Obviously, none of the apartments had cameras inside, but from the monitors, I could estimate roughly 6 apartments on both floors 1 and 2. Ground level was kept for parking and reception. On the table was a note, its details as cryptic as this empty building that I'd found myself in. "Hey man, my name's Joel. I work day shift. I leave dead on 5 p.m. every day and not a minute later. I don't want to spend a second longer here than I have to. Sorry you were the unlucky one to get the night shift, mate. No point leaving you a long list of tasks. Night shift guards tend to last only a few days around here. I told them, but nobody listens to Joel. Anyway, stick by these rules and you never know, I might actually see you on Friday." Below the happy but weirdly warning note were a list of rules. Number one, only leave the office if absolutely necessary during your shift. This place, I swear, will do all it can to get you to stray. Number two, you will hear knocking on the office door. It happens in the day, so I can guarantee you'll get it too. Ignore it. Number three, don't always trust the monitors. Number four, if I call you, that isn't me. For no reason whatsoever will I call you. Number five, just make it through till Friday, man. Did you see how much they offer for night shift on a weekly basis here? And with that, I began my first shift. For the first two nights, not much happened. I swear I could hear what sounded like children running up and down the corridors, but nothing was on the monitors. The door did knock on several occasions, but I just turned my back to it while staring at the monitor, convincing myself my head was just playing tricks on me. That brings us up to two nights ago. It was as if the apartment was trying to trick me into leaving the safety of my dimly lit security office. Apartment doors were randomly being left open. Screams and laughter could be heard throughout the building, and the sound of footsteps had become a constant thing from beginning of shift till the end. I'd almost given up. Most unnerving of all, when I wasn't directly looking at the monitors, I swear that someone was moving from shadow to shadow in the reception, getting closer and closer to the security office door. That leads up to last night. The apartment block was deathly quiet. You know, the kind of silence that almost hurts your ears, it's just so loud, if that makes sense. The kind of silence in which you can almost hear your own heartbeat. The phone rang at 3 a.m. The man on the other end of the line told me his name was Joel. I told him I didn't believe him. I could almost hear his mouth carving into a smile, as if a child being caught out of a white lie. He asked me to let him in. I couldn't do that. I shouldn't have done that. But his voice, he was so... He told me he was coming. I considered going with him. That was crazy, right? Looking at the monitors, every apartment's front door was open. The shadows beyond the door frames danced as if jet black fire had engulfed each room. I needed to leave. I had to leave. Then, there was a loud knock on the door. "Let me in," a quiet, calm, deep voice asked. "No!" I shouted, but my feet couldn't fight the urge to walk towards the door. I could hear laughter, malicious laughter. I could tell he wanted to harm me. What was I going to do? I needed to shake this fog clouding my judgment. Ever since I spoke to him, I needed to go to him. No. Wait it out till morning. I can do this, I kept telling myself. As I fought against my better judgment, I found myself reaching for the handle. A voice inside my head spoke. "Let him in." Movement in my peripheral vision shook me out of my almost trance-like state. On the reception camera, I could see a man with his back towards me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Once again, my hand went for the handle, but I couldn't stop it. I had my body, but it was as if he had my mind. I was an unwilling passenger. I screamed at myself inside my head to stop, to fight it, but it was no use. It was his now. And I opened the door. My blood ran cold as I saw his face. What are you? And at that moment, my vision blurred and I fainted. The next thing I know is that I was on a hospital bed. The nurse told me that a guy named Joel brought me there. My brain was still numb from the incidents of last night. Who was that man? Or better, what was it? Was it a prank played by Joel? Or was it someone else? There were so many questions in my mind, but I didn't have the courage to seek the answers. It was best for me and for my safety to stay away from that place.
For 2 years, staying up at night and making sure everyone was safe had perks of its own. The nights I had to stay up acting as the protector of the girls and savior for them when they needed it. I worked as a security guard in a girls' boarding school. It was always my dream to be a guard of a very high rank, but it would start somewhere, wouldn't it? Even if it meant that I had to listen to high-pitched screams of girls all night long and listen to them talk about guys they met in other schools and which of them they were in love with. It was always an interesting moment with them, coupled with the fact that I had lived in the school as well. Somehow, because of the girls, I loved my job and I always hoped I would have a girl of my own someday. The nights came and went as usual, no events or things to look at all night, but this very night, I should have known that it was all going to be different from the usual way I knew. I ate my food in a happy mood and I watched as the girls played outside with one another. I was 25 and I was looking to settle down with a nice lady in the next 3 years. I needed to have money first and I had to start applying for better jobs. It would hurt me to leave the girls, but it was for a good reason. Not only because they kept me company was the reason I wanted them to stay. I got scared as well when the doors to the main building got locked every night and I'm the only one left to look after the building till it was morning again. Each sound was a suspicion. Even the sole of shoes became suspect when they made unusual noise. It really got scary being all alone, and with a mindset that anything could happen, it was hard enough that it was not easy to concentrate. I sat on the chair quietly, expecting the night to be by really fast and quiet, as it should, but as if my mind could be read, I heard footsteps in the bushes close to the school. Though the school had buildings around it, they were sparsely distributed, leaving land for the bushes to grow and develop, becoming almost a forest. I heard the noise again. It was closer this time, and it became faster. It felt like they were running, but I couldn't exactly tell since I couldn't see them. "Hello?" I said loud enough. "Anyone there?" The footsteps stopped for a second. If I was going to think like a thief, which I guess the intruder was, I was probably going to stop walking because I wasn't expecting anyone to be there, or because I wasn't expecting to be heard like that. I heard footsteps again, this time really close, and then I heard the front door to the main building open. A very huge shadow appeared under the light, and the footsteps got louder and louder. Then I heard a loud knock on the gate of the school. I looked back and the shadow at the door was no longer there, but the door remained open. The knock on the gate grew louder and louder before coming to a sudden halt. "Walter," the voice said loudly. The voice sounded really familiar, but I couldn't exactly place where I had heard it before. The knocks became insistent, and I knew it had to be someone from inside, but I had to be sure. The lives of these girls were in my hands. The unknown person called out my name really loud, too. "Walter!" The voice was angry. The knock on the gate came again, but louder and more impatient this time. "Walter! Who are you talking to? Open the gate!" I was still walking carefully, keeping my steps as muffled as possible. I knew that there was an intruder in the school, but I had to deal with whoever was at the gate first. A loud noise hit the gate violently, which caused me to ignore all the silence I was trying to keep and open the door almost immediately. A body fell right into the door, and I was shocked at how helpless the body lay. Was this the same person that was yelling and hitting the gate violently? I tried to get the person up, but she reeked of alcohol, and on closer look, she looked like Miss Coley? I asked myself, confused. The principal of the school? Drunk and acting stupid? I pulled her towards the main entrance, and when I opened the door, I heard legs run back to the room, and that's when I heard it. "Crap!" I left Miss Coley and ran towards the intruder. "Stay where you are," I yelled, my heart in my throat. I never had to deal with a threat before. I could only hope that the girls would be safe. I heard footsteps on the steps and cursed under my breath. The person was moving in the direction of the rooms. I got to the first floor in time to see a man trying to enter the first room. I brought up my gun, thinking about how it was a good thing that we always told the girls to lock their doors. "Stay right there. Do not come any closer." "No," the man yelled. I got furious and shot at him. The bullet hit him in the leg and he yelled as he fell to the floor. Just then, the door he was in front of opened and Jessie poked her head out in concern. "Jessie, no!" I yelled and lunged for her. The man grabbed her and she screamed. This time I was sure everyone woke up. The man held her in front of him.
Stay back, or I'll hurt her.
I put my hands up. He asked me to drop my gun and I lowered it to the ground, keeping my eyes on him. I tried to calm Jesse down and I told her that it would be all right. The man asked me to walk downstairs and he would be right behind me. I did as he asked and my mind raving for a way out. He was limping due to the bullet in his leg, so I knew he was weak. I only needed an opening. We got downstairs and Miss Coley was standing in the shadows. With wide eyes, she took in the situation and nodded to me. When the man got nearer, she barreled into him. A shot rang out and I fell to the ground immediately. Apparently, the man had taken my gun. I ran towards them and restrained him. I sighed in relief when I saw that no one was hit. I called the cops and they arrested him. Jesse had to be calmed down and one of the teachers helped her through the panic she felt. I went back to my post and I didn't sleep a wink that night. It was later revealed that the man wanted to kidnap one of the girls for a personal reason. People like this made me sick, and that was the reason why I was doing this job.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
No one would hurt these girls, not under my watch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.